From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you again for joining with me around the precious Word of God. We will be turning to John chapter 16, the verses 8 to 15 in a moment. Our topic is the work of the Holy Spirit. I continue to receive correspondence from you, and I'd like to thank you for taking time to do that. Each letter, each phone call is a great encouragement. I read part of one of the letters I received this week. Dear Brother Foster, greetings in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. My wife and I continue to listen regularly to your broadcasts on Radio Star Country. I was very interested in the installments of Frank Knox's conversion. It's now many years since I first heard it, and the only part I had remembered was about the roof in Donegal where he got saved. I would like, if I may, to request a copy of the tape on offer. We trust and pray that you will be enabled to continue to proclaim the gospel message over the air in Let the Bible Speak. I came from Mr. Harry Dalzell in Market Hill. We've sent him off his tape, and I trust that you enjoy it, Harry, and the company of your wife. May we hear from many others, and may God be pleased to continue to bless the preaching of his word to the hearts of our listeners. We're going to have a hymn before we turn to John chapter 16, the verses 8 to 15. It's the rousing hymn, Hold the Fort, for I am coming.
Oh, my comrades, see the signal waving in the sky. Reinforcements now appearing, victory in sight. Hold the fort, for I am coming. Jesus, it calls me.
Quickly turn, please, to John chapter 16 and the verses 8 to 15. Our subject is the work of the Holy Spirit. I would like us to learn one very important truth at the very beginning of our study. In verse 8, the Lord Jesus speaks of the Holy Spirit coming. He does not mean that the Holy Spirit was never in the world and never indwelt true believers before Pentecost. A little knowledge of the Old Testament will show us that this could not be the meaning of the Saviour's words. The grace of the Holy Ghost was always essential in the salvation of the sinner from the very beginning of the world. The Bible records the relationship that God's people had with the Holy Spirit in the lives of those who feature in the Bible records. Abraham, Isaac, Moses, Samuel, David and the prophets all tell us the place that the Holy Spirit had in the life of the godly in the Old Testament times. In Exodus chapter 31, the verses 2 to 5, we read of what the Lord says about Bezalel, a skilled man in the days of Moses. I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom, and in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, to devise cunning works, to work in gold and silver, and in brass, and in cutting of stones, to set them, and in carving of timbers, to work in all manner of workmanship, the wisdom and skill required to fashion the tabernacle according to God's design, was imparted to Bezalel by the power and the grace of the Holy Spirit. We must never imagine that the Holy Spirit and his ministrations was unknown amongst the people of God in times before Pentecost. To believe that would be very wrong indeed. The second thing we will emphasize follows on from this truth. The coming of the Holy Spirit refers to that outpouring of his grace and power in a much more extensive fashion than was ever known before. The measure of the Holy Spirit's grace that may be enjoyed by individual believers since Pentecost is much greater than before that event. The extent of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit was much greater. Prior to Pentecost, few outside of the nation of Israel had enjoyed this blessing. But now, as we read in Acts chapter 10, the verses 44 and 45, the Gentiles would also enjoy his grace. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them that heard the word, and they of the circumcision, or the Jews, which believed, were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. It was of this outpouring that the Saviour was speaking in the passage before us in John chapter 16. Thirdly, note, we are told of the specific work the Holy Ghost will undertake. He will firstly reprove the world of sin. The word reprove means to admonish and convince. The Holy Ghost reveals to men the sinfulness of sin and the wickedness of their rebellion against God. Further, he will reprove of righteousness. Man is just not incapable of seeing sin, but he is incapable of seeing the righteousness of Christ. The Holy Spirit will press upon the conscience of men the fact that the Lord Jesus was not an impostor, but was indeed all he claimed to be. He was holy, harmless, and undefiled. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. The Holy Spirit will also reprove of judgment. The Spirit would convince men that the Lord Jesus had judged the devil, and as judge of all the earth, would return one day to judge men. The Lord Jesus Christ shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and the verse 1. The preacher is not left to himself to convince and persuade men of the truth of the gospel, and their need of salvation, and the necessity of fleeing from the wrath to come. The preacher would not enjoy much success if he had to rely on himself. Indeed, he would know only utter failure. But the Holy Spirit is in the business of convicting men and women of the truth of the gospel, even long after the sound of the preacher's voice has faded. The glorious truth of what I am saying may be seen in the history recorded in the Acts of the Apostles. There we read of many involved in the crucifixion of Christ coming under deep conviction of the guilt and of the sin that they had committed against the Lord and of being converted to Christ. And the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. Acts chapter 6, verse 7. The record of the conversion of multitudes of Gentiles from the darkness of pagan idolatry likewise testifies to the truth of what I am saying. The scenes under Paul's ministry at Ephesus is an example of the truth of the power of the Holy Spirit at work. And fear fell on them all. And the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of them also which used curious arts brought their books together and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Acts chapter 19, the verses 17 to 20. That is an example of the work the Holy Ghost accomplished through the preaching of the gospel. The conversions wrought at Corinth also testify to the mighty power of God at work. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus, and by the Spirit of our God. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, the verses 9 to 11. Christian, we should be praying for such a visitation of the power and grace of the Holy Spirit in these days. A quick mention of one final matter. The Holy Spirit is a great teacher of Christians. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak. And He will show you things to come. He shall glorify Me, for He shall receive of Mine, and show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are Mine. Therefore said I, that He shall take of Mine, and shall show it unto you. Verses 12 to 15 of John 16. The task of the Holy Spirit is to glorify Christ before His people, by revealing unto them what the Scriptures tell us, and that by blessing the means that God has ordained for such teaching, the preaching, the reading, and the study of the Holy Scriptures. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and the writings He has inspired is the word of truth by which men are converted. Paul wrote to the Ephesians, "In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise." Ephesians chapter 1, the verse 13. That is why, on this program, we set before our listeners God's word alone. We don't say the church says this, or the church proclaims the other thing. We preach the Bible, and we look to the Holy Spirit to bless its proclamations to your hearts. Do join me tonight at 9 o'clock. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.